Maryland's 2-year ban on hydraulic fracturing, better known as fracking, is expected to end in October of next year. But WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that a small town in northern Garrett County is looking to keep the drilling technique from ever being used within its borders.
The issue is divisive in this town of about 500 people.
I'd say it's about 50-50. 50% of the people are for it, 50% are against it.
Jess Whittemore sits on Friendsville's town council. Earlier this month, he introduced an ordinance to ban companies from drilling for natural gas in the Marcellus Shale that sits below the town. The council gave the proposal initial approval last week. Whittemore says the debate over the proposal is emotional.
When it comes up as an issue in the town council chambers, people just shut up and don't want to talk about it because they don't want family members or business associates to know what position they have in case it would be taken against them.
The state plans to release new drilling regulations by October 1st and drilling permits a year later. Whittemore wants to make sure that drilling never comes to Friendsville to keep the town's air and water clean. His house sits on the banks of the Youghiogheny River, which he says is clean enough to drink. Whittemore also works in the whitewater kayaking industry, something he says is a major economic driver in this small town.
We have like 100 to 200 cars parking here every Friday, every Saturday, every Monday to run this river. I mean, what other small town in America has that kind of commerce coming in? We're busting at the seams with future promise.
Air pollution is the other concern. Donald Milton, the director of the University of Maryland's Institute for Applied Environmental Health, led a study of the potential health risks fracking would pose to residents in western Maryland. He says air pollution from heavy truck traffic poses one of the greatest health risks.
We have a tremendous body of literature about the kinds of air pollution that will be generated and what it does. It causes heart attacks, causes strokes, and to a lesser extent, it causes cancer, exacerbates asthma, and has other respiratory effects.
To keep the air clean, Friendsville's ordinance would prohibit companies from taking water from the Youghiogheny, keeping the large water trucks from making frequent stops in town. Billy Bischoff is the president of the Garrett County Farm Bureau. He says Friendsville's proposed ban doesn't make much sense.
This is a temporary land use that if it's done right in 20 years, all the evidence of it will be gone. Natural gas production is something that gives us some revenue to move forward in the future and yet still maintain the farm as a farm.
He says the ban is symbolic because there aren't many properties within Friendsville's borders that would be large enough for fracking wells. However, Bischoff's farm sits about 6 miles south of the town. He says there are a few places on his 330 acres where he could lease his land for drilling. Wendell Beitzel, who represents the Friendsville area and the House of Delegates, says the ban also infringes on the property rights of people who want to lease their land to energy companies.
If they really want to do it, something meaningful, then why don't they ban the use of gas and the use of petroleum products in the town of Friendsville and see how far that proposal goes.
But Whittemore, who proposed the ban, says those with less wealth see things differently.
If you don't own property, if you don't have any prospects of selling, you know, gas to the oil companies, you care less about the rich getting richer or your neighbor getting rich and more about your drinking water.
Friendsville's proposed ban is slated for a public hearing and vote in early July. The state, meanwhile, is hosting public meetings over its proposed regulations this week and next. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting in Western Maryland for 88.1 WYPR.